past is trust.
Hour number two of Overtime coming at you live here from the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. This segment sponsored by Knoxville Stone Interiors. Go see the showroom at 3900 Millbrook Pike. Check out the great selection they have there. Literally hundreds of different options, whether you want granite, quartz, marble, recycled glass. They have several options, good for your kitchen, good for bathroom, countertops too. They cover it all, outdoors as well. They have been serving Knoxville and the surrounding area for well over a decade now, providing local, friendly, experience service to over 9,000 homes right now. 9,000 kitchen makeovers and counting. It's Knoxville Stone Interiors. Give them a call at 865-971-5800. Get a free in-home estimate from those guys. KnoxStoneInteriors.com to check out the selection. Visit the Facebook page. Visit Instagram. Visit Twitter. See all the great work that they do. Proud to have KSI as one of the main sponsors over here on the show. The Carmelo Anthony saga.
Yep.
It took a turn today.
It did. A turn I didn't think it would take.
The Woj bomb has dropped. Because, of course, Woj is going to drop the bomb.
Uh-huh.
OKC, the Thunder, they have agreed to trade Melo to the Hawks. But he will be waived and will become a free agent after he is traded.
Hmm.
The Houston Rockets, as was the reports a week ago, they're still the front runners to sign Melo. Melo is also, according to the league sources, considering the Miami Heat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Play with his boy D. Wade.
That would be fun.
Could happen.
The Atlanta Hawks must be pretty confident in Trae Young if they're trading away Dennis Schroeder. I couldn't believe that when I saw his name.
That's what we were about to get to, too. Along with Melo and his nearly $28 million expiring contract, Thunder, they are going to receive a 2022 protected first-round draft pick to the Hawks for Dennis Schroeder and forward Mike Muscala. The 2022 first-round pick is protected 1 through 14 and becomes two second-round picks if not conveyed in that first year, according to leaked sources. The Thunder will then send Mike Muscala to the 76ers for forward Timothy Luwalu-Cabarrot. I think I got that as well as I could have.
It's a mouthful.
It is. So this big multi-team trade, and you still don't know exactly where Melo's going to end up, although all signs are pointing to probably the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
The Rockets are dumb if they sign him.
So I agree.
This trade is also going to save the Oklahoma City Thunder about $61 million.
Mm-hmm.
Their projected luxury tax bill drops from $150 million to $88.8 million.
Mm.
So quite a substantial drop-off there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about this too when the rumors first started circulating that Melo was interested in the Rockets. That's so dumb. That's so dumb. How's he going to do? Melo's a guy who's always needed to have the ball in his hands, always needed to be one of the primary scorers. He's going to be expected to share a load with Chris Paul and James Harden? Excuse me?
The Rockets are in the same division. I know they're in the same conference. They might be in the same division.
As who?
The Thunder and the Rockets.
Yeah, that's the same division.
Okay. They're in the same division. I mean, they saw what Melo did with two other superstars, and I have a feeling it's just going to be, you know, history repeats itself. It's going to be the Oklahoma City Thunder all over again, except in Houston with James Harden and Chris Paul. If Houston was smart, they wouldn't sign him and just let him go to Miami. Miami, he can have the ball in his hands.
No, they don't play in the same division. I thought I was wrong when I said that. They still play in the Northwest division because of where they were originally, the Supersonics.
Mm-hmm.
Where they moved to OKC, they just never switched divisions. So they're in the same division as Portland, Utah, Minnesota, and Denver. How does Minnesota being in the Northwest make any sense? I don't know. Continue.
Well, none of the divisions make sense.
No, they don't.
How does Memphis in the Western Conference make sense?
Yeah, it's really dumb. Continue, though.
That was my point.
No.
That history repeats itself.
It is true.
I mean, D. Wade will give him the ball in Miami.
Yeah.
mean, D-Wade's not getting any younger. Father Time always wins.
How much do you think Melo on the Heat helps their case for a playoff run?
In the Eastern Conference? I mean, pretty good. Because, I mean, all the talents in the Western Conference besides Kyrie and now Kawhi Leonard, John Wall and Bradley Beal. But
In the Sixers. Yeah. Young talent, yeah.
But I meant like KD, LeBron, Steph.
I know.
The Eastern Conference is just, it's whack.
I almost want to see Melo go to Houston just to see the disaster that would be.
Oh.
That'd be pretty bad.
Oh, it would be terrible. Do you think he would start?
I mean, what's the starting five? Harden, Chris Paul, Ariza.
No, Ariza's gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. NBA's been so weird.
It'll be Chris Paul,
yeah, he will.
James Harden,
he
Clint
will start.
Capella.
Yeah, Capella will start. He will start. Melo would start.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
Disaster, train wrecking coming.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming.
You already have two shooters on your team. Two of the best. Melo's just a cancer.
Yeah, he just needs to go ahead and retire.
That or just go play. I don't even know where he'd play, to be honest.
He should have never left Denver.
Yeah, true.
That's when he was his best.
That move to the
Knicks. Go back to Denver. To Denver. They don't really have anyone.
The move to the Knicks was a smart one at first, you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, saw how that turned out. Was part of some good teams up there, too.
Yeah.
We had Amari up there. We had JR up there. No, they definitely couldn't because.
Amon Shumpert. They had
once again, they
Tyson Chandler.
They ran into LeBron once again. That's what happens. Well, going over to media days today, you had Vandy, Auburn, and South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina and Muschamp.
Mm-hmm.
It was their turn to speak today. Last three teams to take the podiums. Some comments here. Interesting comments related to the Vols from Vanderbilt head coach Derek Mason, who kind of owns the Vols.
Yeah,
at this moment, it's kind of embarrassing to say, but he's what?
He's 2-1.
2-2.
2-2. Mm-hmm.
He's 2-2 all the time, but he's got the last two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, had actually praising the Tennessee fan base today. In a way, he did praise the Tennessee fan base today. Got asked a question that had to do with the size of the fan bases, Vanderbilt versus Tennessee's, in this state, in the Volunteer State. This is what Mason had to say. They probably outnumber us fan-wise 5-1. Their fan base is their fan base, and it's huge in the state of Tennessee. But for us, we try to control the controllables. What happens between the white lines is what matters. I don't care what they say on TV. I don't care what the line is going into the game. That's what we try to do. We try to come out and play the game. He's been playing the game pretty well.
Yeah, been doing pretty well. I mean, for
when it comes to
standards.
When it comes to this game.
Yeah.
Talked about if Tennessee football is doing well, that's a good thing. That's what Mason said, if Tennessee football is doing well and Vanderbilt football is doing well, then the state of Tennessee is doing well. I look forward to us doing our part. That's all we can control. We look forward to playing good football in 2018.
Did you see him kind of blow off the question about South Bend?
Oh, yeah.
He was
I did
we play in the SEC. We're not concerned about South Bend.
What the hell is he thinking?
I don't know.
Has he not learned a lesson from his player who shot his mouth off about Alabama before they proceeded to get demolished 59-0? Has he not learned his lesson? What does he think? Georgia can go up there and get a win. They can bring a bunch of fans up there. You think, yo, we're Vanderbilt. We play in the same division. We can do that. I'm not scared of South Bend. You really should be scared of Notre Dame.
They're going to be the top 15 team.
Notre Dame is going to destroy Vanderbilt.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not hyperbole. That's not me being biased against Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt arguably has the worst roster in the conference.
Yeah.
Versus a Notre Dame team, which was on the door of the playoff appearance last year.
Yeah.
Even despite losing to Georgia early in the season. They kept together. They had a really good run up until they ran into the buzzsaw down Miami.
Yeah.
Do you see
Can these for a school that's supposed to be filled with smart people, they say some dumb things.
Yeah, very dumb.
I mean, that's typical Vanderbilt, though. They're very arrogant.
True. They do think they're better than everyone.
It's book smarts, not common sense. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
And going to Auburn, Gus Malzahn talking about, I don't know if anyone has a harder schedule than we do. I was like, dude.
Well, Gus, you're stupid.
I was like, dude.
What? What? Oh, poor Gus.
The Gus bus, man.
Auburn has it so
it's
rough.
Not what it used to be.
Have it so rough here. Just going through some tidbits here. You know, it's not as interesting when you don't have the interesting coaches up there talking. You had some pretty, I mean, outside of Muschamp, I mean, boring coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gus Malzahn is basically, if you just put Gus Malzahn outside of his Auburn clothes, just random street clothes, and you had to guess his profession, I would say accountant.
Huh. Were there only three today, South Carolina, Auburn, and Vandy?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that was the only three. Gus is boring. Derek Mason's definitely boring. Muschamp, he's not exciting.
I don't really prefer to hear him. I
don't either, but if I had to pick one of the three, listen to Muschamp. But it's just like when it's not the team we have to cover here, Tennessee not talking, when it's not anybody exciting, there wasn't that much today. Media days did wrap up. The media will cast their ballots for the East-West predictions, their SEC champion prediction. It's clearly going to be Alabama getting the SEC champion, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Georgia, and how close do you think Georgia finishes in second for SEC champion votes?
Because
I think they get a lot
it's gonna
of love.
It's going to be a tight race, but I do think Alabama is the favorite to win the SEC.
Well, isn't Georgia favored? Aren't they favored as of right now? I think by the ESPN.
According to FPI.
FPI,
there's some people that really hate FPI.
Yeah. I mean, if... I wouldn't be surprised if Georgia is first, honestly.
They're going to get first place votes. I don't think they're going to get enough to surpass defending national champs, even though Georgia is the defending SEC champs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they shouldn't be too far behind, though.
You already know what the only interesting part is going to be, what's the middle of the pack in each division look like? Because, you know, Alabama's going to be predicted to win the West. Auburn's going to be number two.
Yeah.
It's going to be Georgia, South Carolina, 1-2 in the East. Yeah. Then it gets interesting. Is Florida going to be three? Do people think South Carolina is going to be number three? How high do people have Mizzou and Kentucky?
Yeah.
Who's going to be dead last? I think Tennessee's predicted a sixth place finish.
Yeah.
I think Vandy's going to be dead last.
Mm-hmm.
I think they get predicted to be dead last. I think Arkansas's dead last in the West.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say Tennessee, the highest that we could go would be five, I would say. Because it'd be Georgia, South Carolina, probably Florida, maybe Missouri. Florida, Missouri, maybe 3-4. They can interchange. And then if we can beat Kentucky, we can be five. But if we can't, we're definitely six.
Yeah, I see nothing higher than five. I think it's
I mean,
six.
even if we can beat Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and Missouri, I still think we'll be fifth.
Yeah, because even if you do that, you have a losing record in the conference. You're still going 3-5. But I'm going to pose that as the Knoxville Stone Interiors poll question up here in a second. I'll word it the right way. It's going to be something along the lines of, where do you think the media predicts Tennessee to finish tomorrow? Do you think it's going to be what's the options I should put? Fifth, sixth, seventh, or like fifth and higher maybe for the really big optimist out there?
Yeah.
I'll find a way to word it. I'll find a way. Got some more of got another couple tidbits here from Media Days. Got some more stuff from around the country coming up here. 865-546-8200, hop on the McKinney team hotline here. We will be back on the other side. You're listening to Overtime on Fan Run Radio. A lot of people don't like Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people have their problems with it. I'm talking specifically about how they handled their business with certain things. But they did something really good today. I think it should be a permanent move. This isn't the first time this has happened, by the way. The official Alabama football Twitter account was suspended from Twitter today. The verified official one. It was the second time in 4 months. Ooh. This was due to a copyright violation for a remix song used in a video posted onto the Twitter account. And, This is also the fourth copyright strike against Alabama's football Twitter account this year.
Which wow. added what was two the song?
From last year.
Like, it must have been a big song if they got in trouble for
I'm
it.
I'm not sure. The article doesn't state too much, but said Georgia and Texas earlier this year had their accounts suspended due to copyright strikes. The last time Alabama's account was suspended, just April the 10th.
Hmm.
Just over 3 months ago.
I wonder how many strikes you can get before you're, like, kicked off.
See, usually you think it's a three-strike rule. Alabama's on strike four.
Well, of course they are.
Get that Bama privilege.
Yep.
I guarantee you they're paying them to get it.
The account got reinstated this afternoon.
Yeah, of course it did.
Damn it.
Write a quick check.
Oh, how about this? Currently, it has no verified check mark and only four followers.
Really?
Haven't got all their followers back yet.
Hmm.
Oh, so they lose their followers and everything?
Before it resets, I guess.
Hmm.
I've seen stuff like this happen with other accounts.
Yeah.
Alabama, where are you? Would it be a glorious day if Twitter permanently suspended Alabama's football account?
I would love it.
I'm like, yes, now do all their fans too, and then go to Georgia's fans, especially Georgia's fans.
Yep.
And then Florida's fans.
Everybody in the SEC.
And then Michigan's fans.
Yes.
That's pretty. Man, if we were talking sports, we'd power rank like the some of the worst fan bases on Twitter. And I'm going to include ourselves in that too.
Tennessee?
Just admittedly, Tennessee's fan base can get butt hurt. Not as bad. With this whole Aaron Murray, David Pollock stuff, seeing Georgia fans on Twitter, I might put them at number one. I may put them at number one. I know Michigan fans are like that, especially when it comes to people having any criticism towards Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
All of his success up there.
He's on the hot seat.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He should be.
Those $10 khakis are warming up.
They are.
Yeah.
They're warming up on
hot.
His seat. Is Jim Harbaugh, and this may be a hot take, but we're in the business of that. It is July.
Yep.
Is he just expensive Butch Jones? In a way. And I'm just talking about college. Obviously, overall, he's a lot more successful than Butch Jones. Butch Jones didn't take an NFL team to the Super Bowl. But take away the Super Bowl stuff. Think about what he's been paid to do, what he was expected to do at Michigan, and what he's delivered so far. In a way, could he possibly be? Any takers? I'm laying the bait out.
In a way, yes. The only reason I would say no would be because of all the success he's had. I mean, in college, he hasn't had a lot. I mean, his first year, I would say, was definitely his best year. He's had really good teams since he's been there, but he hadn't beaten Ohio State. They haven't made it to the Big Ten championship, have they?
No. He has not finished better than third in the East.
Yeah.
Think about who else couldn't finish high in the East. Hell, even Butch finished second.
Lyle Allen.
Butch did finish second. Harbaugh's not finished above third. And once again, I said just what he's done four seasons at Michigan. When he was at Stanford, he built that program up to start sustaining the success they have had under David Shaw.
Yeah.
Been a very respectable program. And his final year at Stanford before he got hired on at the 49ers, they went 12-1. Yeah. 12-1. They had Andrew Luck, won the Orange Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Very successful season. But at Michigan, 10-3, and then 8-5.
Yeah. I think it has to do probably more of just being at Michigan than it is him. Wouldn't you say? I mean, because when you have to play Ohio State every year, and they're always really good.
A lot of talent, though.
I mean, they do.
They had arguably the best defense in the country in 2016.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can see where you can make the argument where he's a lot like Butch.
You don't remember Jabril Peppers for Heisman and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Don Brown's defense. Really good, though, but
just couldn't get over the hump.
10-3. They had that 2016 season. They were undefeated going into mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
Number two in the country. And they lost to Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they lost to Ohio State, that very controversial game. Didn't make the Big Ten title game that year. Lost the Orange Bowl to Florida State. All the losses were close. 1 point loss to Iowa. Double overtime loss to Ohio State. 1 point loss to FSU.
Yeah.
But they were expected to kind of compete for a national title that year. And they were on the doorstep of it. I don't know. It's just food for thought.
Yeah. I mean,
and I'm not.
I would say yeah. He's a more successful Butch Jones. I mean that way.
I mean, he's definitely more successful overall. Let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah. I mean that way of coaching and running a program kind of works, as we've seen. I mean, Butch Jones had us top 10. That's hard to believe, but he did.
That is so hard to believe when you think.
So it works to an extent, but as in the sense of long-term success, no. I think Harbaugh will be able to hear. I don't even know if he'll make it this next season, honestly. Unless they just have a phenomenal. If he beats Ohio State, they'll keep him.
I doubt they run him out of town this year. He'd leave on his own accord this soon.
Well, since he did play there, yeah, they probably wouldn't be so harsh.
They had a bad end to last year.
Didn't they lose like they lost three their or last four straight?
They lost their last three.
Yeah.
On the road, Wisconsin. Understandable. Wisconsin was very good. At home to Ohio State. And then lost the Outback Bowl to South Carolina. They didn't like that. They didn't like that up there.
I mean, I wouldn't either.
And this includes the two other losses. Lost at home in that just horrendous, ugly game against Michigan State.
Yeah. Yeah, that was ugly.
It was so bad. And then they got killed at Penn State.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, Penn State was really good, too. I mean, the Big Ten isn't terrible. I mean, Ohio State ran it for a long time, and they still run it. But, I mean, now they have Penn State stepped up.
Did Ohio State make the playoff? I don't think so. They didn't, right? Mm-mm. I would say Penn State runs it now after last season.
I don't think they'll be as good.
Urban still has a lot of talent.
Yeah, I mean, they lost Saquon. That was the main reason they were so good.
They still have Trace McSorley.
Have Trace. I mean, they've got a good team, but Saquon Barkley was definitely the workhorse.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no disputing that. I don't know. Just thought it'd be interesting up there. I mean, I'm just excited for football to come back in general, not just Tennessee football.
Yeah.
I think we'll have an intriguing season across the landscape for sure. We're going to go ahead and hit this break. We'll do birthdays on the other side. Hit this interesting quote from Mike Gundy. And Jimmy Garoppolo. Oh, old Jimmy G. He's
moving up in the world.
Been followed by the paparazzi. He has this new interesting fling in his life.
Yeah, he does.
All that and more when we come back. You're listening to Overtime here on Fox Sports Knoxville. I want to go ahead and apologize here. We had a little hiccup today.
See, what happened was...
Involving the birthday game, I completely forgot yesterday that I said Bratman can go ahead and do birthdays.
Yep.
That he can go ahead and do birthdays that I'll be playing with. I completely forgot that today. That's my mistake. I got the birthdays together, so we both know whose birthday it is. However, Cole is not. So we're just going to take our turns testing Cole's knowledge.
Oh, no.
I've got five. Do you have the same five I do? I think we have different lists.
Nope, that was it.
Okay, so we'll take turns rotating, see how much Cole knows. Good news, Bratman, you were on a 3-game losing streak. You cannot lose today.
That is true.
So that is a lot at the end of the tunnel for you. Let's go ahead and get started. Okay, Cole, he's 42 years old today. He is an English actor. Been in action movies, superhero movies, drama films, I think some comedies too. Been in such movies. He was in the recent big Marvel blockbuster. Also has his own standalone movie in that type of Marvel series.
He also
what's other movies he was in?
He also had a TV show. It was called Sherlock, based off Sherlock Holmes. Very great, great TV show. If you've never seen it.
Never seen it.
Okay, he played.
Highly recommend.
He's Dr. Stephen Strange.
Hmm.
And Dr. Strange in the Avengers. Oh, Cole.
Come on.
I didn't see that movie.
You haven't seen Dr. Strange?
He
wow.
He has a very English name.
He's very English.
Oh, he's not going to get it.
No, I'm not.
It's Benedict Cumberbatch.
I don't think I've ever heard that
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I've never heard of Benedict Cumberbatch.
What does he look like? You have to say it.
He looks very British.
Tall, skinny British. You just have to say his name with an English accent. Benedict Cumberbatch. 42 years old today.
Yeah, there's no way I'm getting that one.
Oh, wow.
I'm not the biggest superhero movie
man,
guy.
Man, Cole got stunned. That's one of the best names on this list. Okay, go next.
This guy, this male, he is 31 years old today. Mm-hmm. He is a UFC fighter.
Okay.
He was recently suspended and got his win revoked after drug test revealed he was using steroids.
Ringing any bells?
Yeah.
He was the first MMA fighter to be sponsored by Nike.
Mm-hmm.
He has a nickname that it's something that we all as humans have in our body.
He drugs. Lots of drugs.
Lots of drugs.
Relate to him. He can't stay off the drugs.
Bones. Just think bones. We all have bones in our body. It's his nickname. His last name rhymes with bones.
Cole, come on, man.
Oh, I can't remember his first name. Bones Jones.
He got it.
What's his first name?
John.
John.
He got it. I'm counting it. Ooh, that was a struggle. Well, you got one. You got one. I'm counting it. Okay, next up, 33 years old today, NBA player, was actually coached by Rick Barnes in college.
How old is he?
33. He was 33, coached by Rick Barnes in college. Actually, he was the number two overall draft pick in 2002. Forgot he was that high. Plays for the Spurs. Most known for his...
Is it Aldridge? DeMarcus Aldridge? No, LaMarcus
Aldridge? You got
Aldridge?
It, LaMarcus okay. Aldridge. LaMarcus Aldridge, 33 years old today. Next up.
This guy would have been 53 years old today.
Is he dead?
Yes, he has since passed. You're probably going to get it real easy. A former ESPN anchor.
Stuart Scott?
Yes.
R.I.P.
Got it. Booyah. Cooler than the other side of the pillow.
Yep.
R.I.P. Stu Scott. So great. Okay, last up on my list. Bratman, you may find another one you can give him, but this is last up on mine. 71 years old today. He is an English guitarist. Rock and roll legend. Played with one of the greatest bands of all time. Kind of a big, poofy, curly hair. He played alongside arguably the greatest vocalist frontman of all time, who passed away in the 90s from AIDS. He was the guitarist for Queen.
Oh. I don't know.
No, I figured that would have been tough. It's Brian May.
Oh, okay.
He is... actually, I just forgot.
Aren't they coming out with a movie about Queen, though?
Yes, Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. Cannot wait to see it.
He is 30 years old today. He is a Jamaican rapper. He rose to fame for hits such as Talk About Me and Only Man She Want. He was featured on Pusha T's Blocka and Kanye West's Yeezy. I don't know why you're holding your hands up. He's a very well-known rapper.
I've never heard of him.
Oh, my.
I've never heard of him, man. I'm sorry. Don't put your...
You know, it's PopCon. You ever heard of PopCon?
Never.
Y'all no. never heard of PopCon?
No.
Never.
Have you ever heard of Snoop Lion's... what was that album called when he went to...
I will not acknowledge him as Snoop Lion.
That's what he was called when he came out with the album, though.
I don't care.
PopCon's on... Y'all have never heard of PopCon?
No, I'm not.
Wow. All right.
Not Bratman. I'm sorry. Sorry, I haven't heard of your Jamaican rappers.
I mean, I don't listen to him much.
My apologies.
He's just very well known.
My apologies. Cole, do we have the audio ready? Of Gundy.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, Mike Gundy, Big 12 Media Days, also going on this week. Gundy asked him a question. I don't even know what caused him to do this, but he gave his thoughts on why a lot of kids don't like to get outdoors and farm, do some hard labor out in the fields, and this was his explanation.
But here's the reason that most kids don't want to deal with it is because it's hard work. They don't like to do it. You know, they don't want to be out in the heat working, and they would rather be inside watching TV or playing Fortnite.
He's not wrong.
He's got a point.
Mike Gundy talking about Fortnite. Do you think Mike Gundy's played Fortnite before? I guarantee you he has. I guarantee his sons have.
You think?
made him play Fortnite at least once. He's probably like, what is this garbage? Why are you building stuff?
Turn it down.
Where are we dropping, boys?
I can see Gundy being a tilted or nothing type of guy.
So I don't play Fortnite. So can you give your character like a mullet?
I mean, there's like, you can't like edit personal traits about him, but you can get like different, like they call them skins. You can get like different costumes.
I gotcha.
If that makes sense.
They should have a costume for Pistol Pete, Oklahoma State's mascot. That'd be the most terrifying thing.
I mean, they might. Because Fortnite got popular after college football season, so they might have like a college football themed. Yeah. Play with Smokey.
That would get me to actually start playing. I don't care if I was the first one to get eliminated.
It's not hard.
Smokey, number one battle royal. Oh.
Royale.
Whatever. I forgot there was the E at the end. Royale. Royale with cheese. Whatever. Whatever it is. But Gundy, man, he gives such good quotes. I kind of still hate him though. Well, it's Tennessee's own fault.
Yeah.
For thinking that they were going to get him away from his alma mater, but just the way the last two coaching searches, you thought our athletic director would go into Stillwater, and come out with the mullet.
Yeah.
The man who was once 40, who's now 50.
Yeah.
Never have him. Man, Gundy's so,
you know, I think
uniquely
we,
beautiful.
I think we could have got him away from Oklahoma State if we had any other athletic director. I really do.
I don't buy that. I don't think he'd ever leave.
Because he really listened to John Curry. And we all know that he's an idiot.
Or maybe he pretended to listen to John Curry just so he'd get a raise.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. But I feel like if we had some real leadership and somebody that wasn't just a complete fool, maybe.
What we got breaking news?
I don't. Do you guys familiar with Sterling Hinton?
No.
Former Tennessee quarterback?
Oh, Sterling Pearl.
Sterling Pearl, yeah.
Former Tennessee quarterback Sterling Hinton was charged with criminal simulation for depositing a check worth more than $95,000.
Oh, wow. That's random.
Not really surprised. He's always been in trouble with the law. I mean, he sold coke when he was in school and got suspended.
Where have you heard that? Was that a thing?
History. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. Hell, freaking Tyler Bray sold weed out of his dorm.
Yeah, he was.
Is that a thing? I swear that was a thing.
I don't have.
He was
clue.
Booked for like selling coke back when he was here at UT.
Oh wow!
Don't quote me on that, but I don't know.
I
swear I heard that.
Who?
Tyler Bray.
I haven't heard anything about either.
I know he likes to throw glass bottles.
Yeah. I have heard that.
Going back to Aaron Murray, don't want to talk about Aaron Murray again, but that's the guy who couldn't beat Tyler Bray for a spot on the Chiefs roster, by the way. Aaron Murray, you couldn't beat out that Tyler Bray. Really? I just want to take a shot at him again. It's all good fun doing that. All around here, said I get into it. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G's balling right now.
Was spotted out with his new squeeze last night.
Yeah.
Who is that new squeeze, you might ask? Well, got spotted, in Disneyland.
Oh, Disneyland.
Got spotted in Disneyland. The woman's name,
Kiara Mara or something like that.
Is her real name Alexandra King? Because this is what heavy.com
might be
saying.
Her real. Are you going to tell the people what she does for a living?
Well,
first?
No, hold on. I'm making sure this is like her. I'm making sure. Well, this one's saying Alexandra King.
That might be her real name.
That's what I'm thinking too. Oh no! That's a different woman. That was a different woman.
Jimmy G.
So this was a few months ago. So here's the update.
Where is Disneyland? What part of California?
That's Anaheim. That's right outside of
okay,
LA.
Okay, see, the thing that I got said he was in LA.
That was with the other woman.
Yeah.
So this is LA last night.
Jimmy G.
Here we go. While the footballer is getting ready to head to training camp, it seems that as though he may also have his eye on a new woman. Garoppolo was spotted out on an apparent date with
Kiara Mia,
who her day job is she's an actress of a certain film variety.
Adult.
For a certain audience, yeah. On the date with her, the two were seen holding hands, at Avra, which is an eatery located in Beverly Hills. Woo, big
fancy.
Baller. Big baller Jimmy G.
I mean, he got that.
He got that big.
He's 5-year, $137.5 million contract extension.
He's not short on cash.
He's slinging it, isn't
he? Yeah.
Garoppolo and Mia can be seen drinking wine. Oh, you guys are just, I'm going to just,
That was good, Cole.
I didn't hear any of that. They were talking over what appears to be a romantic dinner. Cole, just, oh my God, Cole.
By the way,
we're going to be off the air.
I have to correct myself real quick. The guy I was thinking about the crack back when he was at UT, it was not Sterling the Pearl. It was Tony Robinson. That's who I was thinking.
Okay,
of.
So you click.
So Sterling the Pearl, I apologize.
Clear the name.
Yeah, I apologize. But it was Tony Robinson. That's who I was thinking of.
There you go. Of note here, Jimmy G, what, in his mid-20s? I don't know his exact age, but well, he's like 24, 25, whatever. Miss Mia, 41 years old.
Jimmy's 26.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
I said she's 41?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Good for him.
I mean,
good for him.
Also, on the side for her day job, does she also dig for gold as well?
Yeah.
I don't think she's worried about money.
Maybe. Maybe not. Well, Jimmy G out there balling already. Out there balling.
Yeah, more ways than one.
Oh, my God. 865-546-8200. We're taking a break before Cole gets the FCC to take us off air. We're somehow still on air. I don't know why. I'm dealing with a bunch of sophomoric, immature jokesters.
Hey, this is good content.
Great content. I agree.
That's what the people want.
We are the content award winners.
We all want to live vicariously through Jimmy G.
I like the wisecracks and the jokes.
That's true. Yeah, you're slinging those jokes.
Oh yeah, Tanner's in on it now.
Yeah, slinging the jokes here. Okay, without any further ado, let's bring some common sense back to this program. Go over to the McKinney Team Hotline. Get a call from JB. How's it going, sir?
What's up, fellas?
Not much.
Tanner, you didn't understand who the Jamaican rapper was?
I didn't. Cole didn't either.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Do you know JB?
Yeah, of course. You still got the MC Hammer poster up in your room there, Tanner.
You
can't touch this.
Yeah, I do.
It's okay. By the way, it was, of course, Tony Robinson who got in trouble for selling coke.
Yeah.
He's turned his life around and come back. I don't think that the Pearl really had any trouble before. He's obviously changed he got a check from some company in Nashville. He changed the amount on it, which is that false criminal simulation. And he's in trouble, and I don't take any joy in that. But guys, let me say this: and that's bad. Now, remember when Botch was here? He brought Spagnardi. He had him at Miss Central Michigan, Cincinnati, and Tennessee. Came in, met him assistant coach. He met him head of basketball operations. Come to find out, that clown was writing false receipts to himself for at least 2.5 years. Paying cash and then writing false receipts for 2.5 years. He claimed $14,000. Well, that's what they played it down with. They got it down to a Class D instead of a Class C felony, and he got diversion. Now, this guy was going out and, I guess, taking a big bag of money. He'd be out with the team. He'd take a big bag of cash and pay cash and get receipts and then write some false receipts. And even though he's making $81,000, now, the problem is, while this was going on, this 2.5 years, he spent over $250,000, bought new cars, bought a new house, an $81,000 salary. And that should have got someone's attention. If you're the boss football coach and your head of operations is hanging around a big bag of cash, time the guys go out to eat, he pays cash, they get a flight, he pays cash. Would that catch your attention if you were Butch Jones?
Possibly.
Why wouldn't you want to do this? Nobody else does this in the world. Everybody has a credit card, and if you're out of pocket some money, you get a receipt and you straighten it up later. Mm-hmm. Spagnardi probably stole about $90,000 from taxpayers of Tennessee. $14,000. That was a deal they cut to reduce, and he got diverged. You know, nothing's going to happen to him. It's a good chance that Sterl may go to prison, and that's unfortunate. Spagnardi was here all that time and worked with Blake's three times and was doing that all the time. If you got a guy carrying cash around and paying for team expenses with cash and getting paper receipts, sometimes paper receipts, why would you ever do that in this modern world? Well, you wouldn't, because Spagnardi was a crook. He got off easy. Guys, what are you going to do on August the 6th?
That's actually my birthday.
Oh, so, really?
Well, happy birthday, but it's a parallel birthday, because you know somebody's coming after you on August the 6th. You know that, don't you?
Who?
Elaborate.
No, they're not. You don't hear about the new shows coming on the Sports and Memory? I'm not kidding. You haven't heard about this?
No.
We don't pay attention to them.
They're going to start a show on August the 6th, a half-hour show from 7 to 7:30. They're going to bring people on, and it's going to be all the talking idiots off the Mammary. All 12 of those morons are going to be rotating through the show and doing a live and simulcast on Fox 43. I thought you were the Fox show. Anyway, they're going to be rotating these idiots through this. That's Heather, that's Flat Bill, and Tyler Ivins, and all those people over there, and of course Flat Bill, and Jimmy Himes, rotating through that show from 7 to 7:30 from now on. You didn't know about this?
No, I had no clue, JB.
I'm dead serious. This is going to happen. Now, I can tell you what it is. So, I think that... So, this means the end of your career, because you can't stand up to competition like Flat Bill and Heather Urban, Heather Herrington, and those idiots. So, you just have to quit the show, I guess, huh?
Oh, JB, you know we are still going to be the number one show in this market.
Why hell you're going to be the number
from
one?
From 6 to 8.
No, well, they're doing this... Because Cumulus went bankrupt, and yep. Citadel, when they bought Citadel, the Citadel company that owned Mammary, Cumulus bought Citadel, and Cumulus went bankrupt. This basically, for these idiots, in this 7 to 7:30 show, with all these idiots, suddenly you're going to see their faces, you're going to see Flat Bill again. Oh, kind of sick. This is like an ongoing preparation of a video profile and the portfolio as they look for new jobs. This confirms to me that the Cumulus is going to drop this show. That's the only reason to put these idiots on camera and give them a video portfolio. So you guys, it's nothing to worry about. I think you should critique the show, honestly critique it, and give suggestions for improvements. I'm sure they want to hear that. And I'm sure it's going to be a very high-quality show. Knowing the quality of the idiots that are on this list, it'll be a devastating show. It'll be great. The same people who said that there was no problem with Butch and backed him up until the time when he destroyed our program. I'm sure that you got Flat Bill. Flat Bill asked Curry for a trip to Hawaii, and he'd get everybody off that station line with Curry. I remember that. Do you remember that, guys?
Yeah. Oh, I do. Yep. Absolutely.
So these clowns are going to be up against you, and they're going to rotate these idiots, all 12 of them. So that takes 12 people to handle the three of you.
I think that says a lot more about them than it does about us.
But this is there's no reason to do this, but Raycom runs that TV. They're going to try to give these kids, these people, a chance to build a video portfolio, because I think the Mammary is either going down or going to be sold, because that was the Citadel company is what sunk Cumulus, the big mothership. They're bankrupt, and they're trying to come back out of bankruptcy and trying to find ways to save money. They're going to drop these clowns. So I think if they won't have any call-ins, I'd like you guys to monitor it during the show. Tanner, have somebody monitor and just give suggestions, concerns. I think they want to be the new Amish Hour is what it boils down to. They could bring it long and strong, but actually, they're worse than the Amish Hour. Amish Hour Light. Guys, I'm sad about Sterl, but Spagnardi stole from the taxpayers and citizens of Tennessee for 2.5 years and didn't say a damn word about it. I think they knew about it. That's the quality, and then they called the people having the fan reaction. They call them a riot. It was a mob. It was a backlash. They're all wackos. That's the opinion they had of the fans. I'm gonna keep reminding the fans what these clowns and all those clowns said. This riot, mob, riot, backlash, and they started phony groomers. They talked about, and then Curry called us wackos. And that was when Flat Bill and his boy Brian asked for a trip to Hawaii. I remember this.
Oh, yeah. We all had the receipts, JB. We all saw the documents. Hey, the one thing we're going to say about anything from going to be in the same time slot, they want to pony up and try to come for the throne, they better bring some better soldiers.
Can I just say one thing?
Say it.
overtime ain't perfect. Sometimes don't get the job done. You got 99 problems, but Amish Light Hour ain't one.
That's right.
You're gonna kick their ass.
We appreciate JB as always.
Hey, but now you're not gonna fold your tent and leave because of this big challenge.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Circus ain't leaving.
They bring in Flatbill. He sunk Jay Gay's Titanic. He sunk Sybil, and he's trying to sink this gig. He'll be a three-time sinkee. They'll have to retire his little boat then, won't they?
They might have to. They might have to at this rate.
You know what? They got nothing for you guys. The overtime, the young gun's going to kick that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. We're all for it, JB. Appreciate the phone call as always. What was the quick update we had from the Open, Brian?
Oh, I just closed it. I was just going
to... But did it have anything to do with Tiger?
I was going to give some notable scores.
If it wasn't Tiger, I don't
but
care.
But we're out of time.
It wasn't Tiger, I don't care. Real quick, end of the show, and the entire show here on this Thursday, Brett Musburger to become the new play-by-play boys for the Raiders. The Oakland Raiders.
Forgot to turn it down.
That scared me. Replacing longtime play-by-play guy, Greg Papa. This is very fitting with the Raiders' impending move to Las Vegas. There ain't nobody to speak that's more synonymous with Vegas sports than Brett Musburger.
Yeah.
Great addition to my Raiders. For Daniel Bratman, for Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. We are going to finish out the week strong tomorrow. See ya then.